Glenn Academy Red Terriers Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Sea Palms Realty, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Collision, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Bob Black.
Hello, everyone. This is Bob Black coming to you from the plush surroundings of the Rocky Hidalgo Coach's Office on the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show on Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Red Terror Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Sea Palms Realty, Jessup Furniture, Golden Isles Collision, Cunningham Jewelers, and by I-95 Toyota. Now joining us, the head coach of the Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo. Hey, Coach.
How we doing?
Well, just another lovely day. I'm sure you're going to be glad to get this last show for the Brunswick game out of the way so we can press on and look forward. But it really was a heartbreaking loss to what I call the ugly blue and gold across town. So, you know, it was tough. Tough loss.
Yeah, it was. The way it happened was bad. You know, the other side would have been, if we'd have won, it'd have been terrible for Brunswick.
Exactly.
It was crazy game. When they caught the ball, honestly, I just kind of laughed about it because it was so ridiculous.
Yeah.
I just was like,
it's kind of cherry on the top of the game, right?
Yeah, the whole all of 2020. I looked at Coach Sharp and I said, "Can you believe that?" And kind of laughed about it. I feel for our players and everything, but
I'm sure his answer was, "Yeah."
I found a little bit of humor in the way it ended. To be honest with you, so,
yeah. I mean, it really was. I mean, it just our guys were in position. The ball was even tipped.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, but we opened the game with a little trickery on the kickoff where you had both your kicker, two of the kickers on the field, and you tried to. Explain to us what you thought.
Well, we tried to kick a slice on that, and something we had worked on. Cameron had executed really well in practice, and we're trying to kick it kind of on the 40-yard line, hit it on the numbers down there, just in a tough spot for them to get to. It's sort of an onside kick, and just didn't hit it right. Honestly,
it's one of those things, hit it behind the second level line.
You want to kind of hit it between the behind the front line, about 10 yards behind the front line,
gotcha.
Further enough away from the tight end, what people call the tight end on the kickoff team,
right?
That he has to make a tough run after kind of falling away from it. It was one of those things where just we didn't execute it, and it turned out appropriately bad.
Yeah, gave him pretty good field position to start the game, and it didn't take him long to get down the field. Nine plays, tapped off by a 39-yard run with 9:34 in the first, and we're down 7-0 real quick.
Yeah, you know, we fit on that long touchdown run. We fit on the play. We had two guys in a gap, and we misaligned on the defense front, and then linebacker blitzed up a defensive lineman's back, and, you know, we're just not good enough to make mistakes like that. People don't understand when – you know, defensively, you have to fit on the ball well. If you get two guys in a gap, that's when you got a chance to get creased for big plays.
Yeah. I was going to wait for a little later to talk to you about that fit on the ball term, but that's, you know, I guess you pretty much got to have somebody in every gap and fit in. If, like you just said, if you got two people in one gap, and then everybody, they're going to run in the gap that you don't have anybody.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you luck out and they miss it. They have good backs and they didn't miss it. It's basically, I think of it as a gate for a fence. I mean, you got two posts and you got a guy on one side of the ball and a guy on the other side of the ball, and then you need a guy to come down and kind of slam the gate to be the gate. And you know, when you get two guys who are, you know, post on one side, you end up, you don't have much of a gate there, and that's kind of what happened.
Yeah. Well, we got the ball back on the kickoff, and I think we went 3 and out and punted back to them, and, you know, it didn't take them long to go, you know, 23 plays into the game, they go down and score, and we're down 14-0, you know, right off the bat in the first quarter.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to, you know, the Brunswick faithful were going to get all their money that night, and, you know, again, they hit the waggle on us for a long touchdown or long to get down to the 1-yard line.
Right.
You know, I give, you know, we worked that play 22 times in practice. And, you know, frankly, Coach Veal called the play before. You know, we have a waggle call, called it. We just didn't pick it up. And, you know, again, we got to execute. It's not an excuse. We just are, you know, we got to do a better job coaching our kids to go out and make that play.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Thoughts of Coffee County did pass into my head at that point in the game, and I'm thinking, oh, no.
Yeah.
You listen to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You know, after the second Brunswick score, it seems like our guys kind of settled down. You know, they kind of got into the groove. They you know, we you know, T.J. Lewis came right back. T.J. on the day had 20 carries with 133 yards.
Yeah.
But, you know, we started moving the ball. We started settling down. You know, first drive, we started on our own 33, and we went five plays for 67 yards. You know, it's with T.J. scoring a 15-yard run, and now we're 14-7, and then we're looking okay.
Yeah, our kids fought back in there. I mean, I was pleased with the way we were able to drive the football. We had not driven the ball on anyone all year long.
Right.
We've had a kind of a mishmash offense, different players, different positions every week, and really from August 1st to right now, we only have three players who are playing the same position they were in August 1st, or the same players playing. So it's been a crazy year with that. So I felt like we were a week better after being just really god awful at Coffee County the week before. And our kids, we blocked some people. We felt like they, you know, kind of in the game. They never really stopped us. We had three drives after that first drive, they're all really penalties. We felt like, you know, we had two offsides penalties, and then we had a illegal substitution. A kid ran on the field that shouldn't have been on the group, and again, we have, you know, we've lost the whole defensive backfield, so the wide receivers are playing in the secondary, and we've got new guys playing wide receiver, guys who've never done it on Friday night, guys who should probably be doing it on JV.
Thursday.
Just a crazy – people don't understand that impacts you on everything. Your scout team isn't as good because the guys who were playing on scout team and are supposed to be developing on scout team and giving you a good look, those guys are now playing on Friday night. So your scout teams aren't as good. So you don't get as good a look offensively and defensively in practice. Impacts everything you do in your program.
Yeah. It's not like you got a 180, 200 man roster like we do in some. I mean, we've got a. Your roster's down this year. What is just off the top of your head, your total roster for the program?
We're probably 105 kids, okay. Something like that. You know, down from about 130, 140
okay.
a few years ago.
All right. Well, another guy that has stepped up on that drive along with TJ was your other senior running back, Caden Hutchinson, who on the day had 14 carries for 83 yards. But you felt like any time he touched the ball, he was ready to go. I mean, he had several long runs that, you know, one shoestring tackle away, and he's in the end zone.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Caden played really well, and I feel for TJ and Caden, both those guys, because, you know, if we win that game, one of those guys is holding up player of the game trophy and all those things.
Yeah.
And both of them played hard, played like seniors in a big game. We needed to come back this week and play the same way against Bradwell.
Yeah. Yeah, we get to the halftime, and we go in the half down 14-7 and really settle down and really start to play a little bit. And, you know, I think you had when we met coaches at halftime, we really weren't feeling that bad about the second half. I mean, we were feeling pretty good about the second half.
Yeah, I thought we were going to win the game really the whole night. I just – because I didn't feel like they could stop us as long as we didn't make mistakes. And that was kind of the – we came out the second half of the drive. We jumped off sides. And, you know, it's hard, you know, for us because we just you just can't have negative plays. We ended up having to punt on third and three or something like that. And if we don't get that penalty, we're moving the chains instead of moving the chains. So we've got to do a better job. And I told the kids, we're just not talented enough to make mistakes. We have to execute better. Our goal is 88%. 88% of our plays have to be executed perfectly.
Right.
That's really what we got to do. We got to strive for that.
All right, let's take a short break. More to come on the Red Terriers Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Joint problems don't just cause pain. They can also cause you to miss out on the things that matter most. Luckily, there's Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our team of board-certified orthopedic surgeons and physicians perform more than 2,000 joint procedures every year. We'll create a custom plan just for you using the latest treatments and technology, including Mako Robotic Arm Assisted Surgery. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
It's that time again. Time to support your Glenn Academy Red Terriers. Peachtree Pest Control is a proud supporter of high school athletics in Glenn County and a proud sponsor of the Glenn Academy Red Terror Show. And remember, we are here for all of your pest control needs. Check us out at PeachtreePest.com or give us a call at 855-3-PEACHTREE. And let's go Terrors! The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Terrors!
All the best furniture brands at the best prices. Jessup Furniture, Ashley, Liberty, Hooker Furniture, Southern Motion, Coastal Living by Universal. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, 267-1897. Low prices, quality furniture, friendly staff. Jessup Furniture.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy. All right, Coach, like we said, we go down at half, 14-7. We received the kickoff, four plays and out, and we got a punt. And, you know, once again, we had a decent night from our punter, Bennett Colbert, who had three punts for 117 yards for a 39-yard average. And, you know, he did a decent job of getting turning the field a little bit for us there.
Yeah, he did.
That particular punt.
Yeah, Bennett's been really solid this year. He's had a good senior year.
Yeah. Yeah, so we punted it back to them, and you know, they drive down. Personality of the defense is bend but don't break. They drove down the field and made it to about the 16-yard line. We held, and they had to kick the field goal. And now we're down 17-7. But still not out of it, and still not feeling like we're out of it.
No, you know, I mean, I felt like, you know, again, there was a big third and three play. They hit us with the waggle. I mean, we came off timeout. We literally looked at the deep and said, hey, it's going to be waggle over there, and we didn't cover it. Now it's really frustrating. Those are the things that to me, that we've got to get over. Is, I mean, Coach Veal literally looked at our kids and was like, hey, man, hey, it's going to be waggle. It's going to be waggle.
Yeah.
And when we don't cover it after we're told that it's coming, it's really frustrating. So we've got to get better at those things. And for whatever reason, we didn't communicate that well enough to the kids, evidently. And that cost us 3 points because that was a big play because we got a good scrape by the inside linebacker. I think it would have probably been a sack if we covered the back out. So we got to turn around and make a go of it here. And fortunately, offensively, we've got something going.
Yeah, Coach Veal's got a good knack. I know it's from just film study and knowing formations they get in, of knowing what play and you know what their situations are on calling his defenses. He's got a good knack for that.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and you know, football is not about so much what you know; it's about what your kids know and what they can execute. And we're struggling a little bit. Our execution was better Friday night, but it wasn't good enough to win. But our execution's got to get better, and that's what we're telling the kids, man. We've got to play better. We've got to take these things that we're being coached in practice and replicate them in a game.
Well, and on that same line, that in the coaches post game meeting we had in the coaches office, you made a comment. You know, we got to limit the new stuff we throw at these kids. No new stuff, I think, is what you said.
Yeah, we've got so many new players playing for us on the secondary. So, like, you know, we lost Cameron Joseph, who was really getting us lined up. We had two new safeties playing in there with two new corners, and so you know we're really playing one coverage all night long. And trying to get lined up with those guys was difficult. And that impacts everything you do up front with the defense and how you can blitz and how you can align and how you can force the ball. So you end up playing left-handed. Offensively, it's the same thing. Is, you know, we've got new receivers playing. We have new offensive linemen playing. So, you know, we can't add a lot of things. We don't have a capacity to add things. We have to get better at the stuff we're doing. And hope that's going to be good enough to win. Just because, you know, adding new things, people always go, oh, you should run this play. You know, it takes it takes, you have to run a play, you know, 100 times before you're any good at it.
Right.
And, right. And you know, it's really complicated. People just don't understand how complicated, coaching football and playing football it is. It's a very complicated game to be good at it. It's like, you know, getting a guy behind in a simulator to fly an airplane one time and then go, okay, we're going to have you land this jet.
747.
It's the same thing in a lot of ways. It just takes a lot of time and energy to get good at it. We've moved a lot of parts around, and so we're still kind of working on that. It's almost, some ways, Coach Veal said, it's almost like we're in spring football practice again. That's what
right.
It feels like.
Right. You're listening to the Red Terror Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, down 17-7. Start the fourth quarter, and this is when all the fun begins. Obviously, I mean, we had a good fourth quarter. Start with an impressive 10-play drive that started on our own 40 after a punt returner makes a probably ill-advised fair catch on the four or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, and you're not going to fault the kid there with 6:44 to play. TJ goes in from 3 yards out. And we got a ball game. It's 17-14 with 6:44 to play, and probably still feeling pretty good.
I felt like we're going to win the game, especially there, 17-14. I felt good about the way our kids were playing, and you know, we got to get a stop on defense and go play ball.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, we're down 17-14, and here comes. Some more trickery, which, you know, you're not afraid to call. We did the double reverse pass. Actually, Caden Hutchinson started the reverse.
Yep.
They flipped it to, was it Jaden Drayton?
Yep.
They got it. Jaden Drayton tosses it back to TJ. TJ throws a strike to Caden, makes a great catch. Now we're up.
Yep.
You know, we're up 21-17 with, what was it, about 50-something seconds to play?
46, maybe.
46.
So. Not much.
Yeah, enough to where we got maybe a little bit of breathing room.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. Just with I got right here in my notes. 45 seconds to play. We're up 21-17. Yeah. Kickoff to them. I believe it was Colton Say makes a great tackle. Was it Colton that ran down and made the tackle?
Yeah.
On about the 26-yard line. And, you know – feeling pretty good. They got to go 70-something yards.
We got to play defense.
Yeah,
I mean, that's really
absolutely
what it comes down to. And again, we ended up being, you know, we're so limited in the secondary. We were concerned about trying to play any kind of zone, so we tried to play man and put a safety deep. And usually we take Demarion Hayes and we put him over the top in situations like this because he's our best guy to just go up and get the ball. But Demarion had to go down and cover. So we played man, you know, basically man free, and put the free safety over the top with TJ. And really, if I had to go back and do it again, I probably would not do that because he hadn't had enough work doing that. It's not fair to TJ to put him back there. Probably would have gone with Trey Concepcion or Cannon Warren and let one of those guys just come up and play safety. You know, but you try to win with your best players and put your best players on the field and that's in hindsight. If I could go back and do that, I wouldn't do that because TJ just hadn't had enough work doing that. It's not fair to him to put
it looked like he didn't have a good, as you say, the fit. You know, he kind of misjudged. The ball was tipped, you know, and he kind of, I don't know if he was playing the tip or whatever, but you know, once their guy called it, he was off to the races, and we wasn't going to catch him.
Yeah, so. TJ came up, and you know, like I said, it's kind of just, the only thing to do is laugh at that point.
Yeah,
to be honest with you.
Exactly. Yep. I mean, that's really all you can laugh to keep from crying. Yeah. I guess
that's it.
Is a term I like to use. So, all right, well, we're going to take a little quick break here, and then we're going to come back and. Maybe touch on a little bit of some more special teams. I felt like we had a fairly good night special team, but I'll let you fill us in on that. All right, we'll be right back with the Glenn Cadmus Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go, Terrors.
Welcome back to the Glen Academy Red Terrors Coaches Show. I'm Bob Black. I'm here with Rocky Hidalgo in the plush surroundings of the coach's office at the Glen Academy Fieldhouse. This segment is brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Sea Palms Realty, Jessup Furniture, and by Golden Isles Collision. Coach, let's touch on the special teams a little bit. As we've already talked about punting, kickoff return team Friday night. You know, anytime Demarion Hayes, or people know him as Snooty, and I'm going to start calling him Snooty.
Demarius Williams.
Oh, I'm Demarius Williams. That's why. Oh, well, can I delete that somehow? Sorry about that. So, Demarius Williams. Either way, I'm going to call him Snooty. Snooty. So, yeah. Anytime Snooty touches the ball, it seems like he's a threat to go.
Yeah, he is. He's really athletic. And our return team did a nice job. We were close to breaking a couple of them. I honestly thought we'd return one for a touchdown. We were really close to it.
Yeah,
he did a good job. Runs hard. He's explosive. He's done a great job for us because he's played all over the place. Played safety, corner, wide receiver, running back, a little bit everywhere.
Yeah.
And he's had, man, a great attitude going to work. Grown up a ton over the last 2 years. He's a lot of fun to have out there right now.
Yeah, I was going to touch on that growing up a ton. I remember he first came as a freshman, and we had some, you know.
Yeah,
he's grown up a ton.
He has.
He really has. You know, he's doing what you ask him to do. Both sides of the ball, isn't he?
He's playing corner, played safety, played slot, running back, wide receivers, played a little bit everywhere.
And you touched on, you know, the difficulty of having everybody go both ways. And, you know, that's another thing is getting him practice time, you know, the offensive side of the ball, the defensive side of the ball. I mean, it's just him,
Jaden Drayton, Ryan C., Demarion Hayes, you know, all those guys are playing both ways right now. So it's just one of those things we've got to work through.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk a little bit. We're going to put the Brunswick game behind us, thank goodness. Get that one out of the way. We've talked about Bennett Culver and the punting he did with special teams. Talk a little bit about Bradwell, who is our next region opponent. They're coming in at 0-2-1. Does that get that information off of the Max Prep?
0-3. They played Liberty twice, I believe. They're 0-3. But, I mean, they've got a late start. You can tell they're kind of getting a little better every week. They look like they've just started practice, which they have. It's just that's a tough scenario. You got to, you know, started 8 weeks behind everybody.
Yeah.
You know,
I think Liberty County actually, didn't they cancel their football for a while?
They didn't. They basically said they weren't going to play until after Labor Day. And so they haven't been out there very much. Where everybody else started August 1st, those guys were 5 or 6 weeks behind everybody. And there was a lot of question whether they were going to play at all this year.
Yeah. You mentioned Max Press, of course, it may not be updated, but they canceled their scrimmage with Liberty County.
Yeah.
Then they played on 9/25, then they played Liberty on 10/2, got beat 30-20. And then they played Richmond Hill last weekend, got beat 42-7 by Richmond Hill. Led by senior quarterback Jaquie Newton, who, you know, really hasn't set any passing record or anything. No. But like you said, they really haven't been out there long enough to get.
He's pretty athletic. He throws the ball pretty well, but he can really run it. So they do a lot of stuff where they read the second level defender and they'll run inside zone and he'll keep it on the backside, or they run power read and he'll cram it in the middle. So it's going to be a tough game for us because they use a lot of different formations, a lot of different motions. So for us, trying to figure out where they're going with all those things with a secondary that's really just still learning how to use the secondary or play in the secondary. So we're trying to work with those guys on, you know, first thing, getting lined up, recognizing formations, and making sure that we're fitting on the ball correctly. There's a lot for us to handle here in the next, you know, 3 or 4 days to get ready to play this game.
Yep. This is the Glenn Academy's Coach's Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You mentioned something just then on getting lined up, and it looked like Friday night we against Brunswick. I hate to go back to that, but we had some difficulty getting lined up. We had some kids running around, last minute, which I'm sure didn't help out.
Well, you know, you just
go back to the youth.
Yeah, just guys who haven't played. I mean, that's what's when we lost Cameron Joseph. Cameron helps us get lined up a line back there, and then you have two guys back there who are going to be good players. They just haven't done a whole bunch of it. And so they got to do it now because Cameron's out and we're just going to have to go play ball.
Is Cameron out for the year?
No, not out for the year. He has a high ankle sprain. He's probably out for next couple of weeks. Hopefully we'll get him back maybe next week, maybe the week after that.
Is that an injury that he aggravated from a couple of weeks ago? That is a separate injury?
He hurt it in the game Friday night versus Brunswick.
Yeah, I got you. I saw that. Anything else about – well, let me go back a minute. Practice this week.
Yep.
Seems like we picked up the intensity. Seems like you picked up the intensity.
Well, I think I told the kids, Bob, you're out there. I mean, I want to coach kids that want to be out there. And I think we got probably too many kids that don't have interest in doing things the way I want them to do. And it's time to get rid of those kids or they get on the boat with us. And that's really kind of my attitude about this stuff I'm not going to change what we do or who we are for anybody. And if people who don't want to work a certain particular way, then they can go play something else, go wrestle or go play somewhere else. It doesn't matter to me. But by gosh, we're not going to change the program, because somebody who thinks he's better than he is. And that's really kind of where I am with things right now.
I've said it a couple of times on the practice field, fellas, we're not going to change. It's been proven to be successful. Your way has been proven to be successful around here. We got to get some people on board. We got too many ERWs.
Yeah.
Eat, ride, and watch is our favorite term.
Just might not carry as many kids in the program. That's kind of what I've said is we're going to be more stringent with what we do, and we're not waiting until the off season to do it. I told the kids yesterday, this is a job interview. If you can't come out here and work hard and have the attitude that I want you to have, then I'm going to get rid of it. Yeah. And that's how it is. And then they can go play something else. But I want to work with kids who want to work, get better, who want to compete. That's the thing. Everybody wants to play, but the kids that want to compete are the ones you can win with. We don't have enough kids that want to go out there and compete. I shouldn't say that. We don't have enough of them. We have too many kids that don't want to do that. They just want to be part of the football team. And we're not a babysitting service. And I told the kids that yesterday. We're raising the bar around here, and they can get on board. Or they can go do something else.
Yep. All we need is 11.
That's it.
You know, if you got 11 that want to play, let's go play with it. Let's go to the dance with who brung us.
That's it.
And let's go with it. All right. Final thoughts for Bradwell. Final thoughts for anything moving forward.
We got a golf tournament on October 26th at the Brunswick Country Club. If folks are interested in that, want to contact me here at the school, email me at the school. Get them signed up for that. Other than that, we're going to roll. 2020 has been a crazy year. My goal is to own the back half of this thing and have a great finish this season, get in the playoffs and win some games.
All right. In that golf tournament, you need the whole gamut. Sponsors, yep. Players,
volunteers, people to show up and look pretty, I guess. I don't play golf, but we need, we're always looking for people to show up and help.
You got a beer cart volunteer?
Always.
All right, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Okay, we're out of here. Thanks for joining us for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black. Come get me, mother. I'm through.